This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Back here on Loud and Local, in studio now, Zero Down, fresh off the release of Larger Than Death, their brand new album. What is this, like your fifth album?
Number five.
Cinco.
That's awesome. Welcome to KISW Loud and Local. You guys are no stranger to KISW. You've been up here a bunch of times. Like you said, every time you guys came out with a new album, you came up with Jolene. But since I've been taking over for Jolene for the last 3 years, it's the first time you've been up here with me. So welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, great to be
Appreciate
here.
Appreciate it.
Very much. Very cool to have you in studio. So before we go any further, if anyone's listening now and they're like, who are these dudes? Never heard of them. What is your name? First off, that's a sin. Second of all, why don't you guys help us out? Reintroduce yourselves and tell us what you do in Zero Down.
I am Mark Daniel Hawkinson, Hawk, like a bird, and I sing in the band.
Caw!
Caw-caw!
I'm Lenny Burnett, rhythm and lead guitar player, and I sing backups.
Nice.
I'm Ron E. Banner, E initial, and I play bass, and I sing backups.
And you brought up some awesome salmon today.
Steelhead.
Steelhead is fisherman. A salmon, is it not?
No, it's a trout.
Steelhead really?
That's what metalheads fish for, steelhead.
Okay, fair enough.
I just don't fit in the group, apparently.
And I'm Chris Cody. I just play the drums, and they don't give me a mic, so I don't get to sing.
Well, you get to talk tonight.
And we are missing a member this evening, Mr. Matt Fox, who also plays guitar and sings also.
He's got to get up early tomorrow or something?
He's got to get up real early tomorrow, yes.
Fair enough.
I have no idea what he's doing, but yes.
Well, he will be there live in the flesh if you want to go see them with Kingdom Come at Club Sur September 27th or sooner than that, Saturday the 18th at the Hillbilly Headbangers Ball at Slim's Last Chance. We'll be talking more about that in just a few, but man, congratulations on the fifth album. It is called Larger Than Death. It's available now, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
It is available now.
Release date internationally is August 10th, But yeah, you can order it from Minotauro Records, and we're going to have them on sale at Easy Street locally. And
go from there.
Yeah, go from there.
And at the shows.
At the shows, for sure.
That's awesome. So tell me, you guys press this on vinyl, which is awesome. I mean,
yeah, Gatefold.
Gatefold vinyl.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I'm not trying to date you guys, but you guys are old school metalheads. First probably bought vinyl back in the day. I'm assuming that you guys bought vinyl back in the day, and now you're in bands that put out tapes, and then you put out CDs, and now you guys are putting out your own vinyl. What's that like? To like it goes completely back to how it was before. Like, would you call this an accomplishment for you guys to put out vinyl?
Big time.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say so.
I prefer the vinyl.
Yeah, you know, considering that we'd never thought it would really come back, right, around to this, that there would even be a market, right? So it's, one, it's great to see that people are buying vinyl again, but two, that we have the opportunity to do it, and yeah, it's killer.
Yeah, and the label just suggested it and thought it would be a good idea to do it, so.
And we eagerly agreed.
We were like, yes, that would be great to have.
And hey, you know what? You're getting the most out of your money for the Ed Repka artwork on there. If you're going to get an Ed Repka artwork, you might as well get it huge on vinyl.
Totally.
And that's the other thing that you can't get with a CD or cassette, that the artwork just doesn't pop.
Exactly. So tell me a little bit about working with Ed Repka. I mean, this is an artist who has done everything from Death to Sanctuary to Megadeth. And of course, he's done three or four of your albums now?
Yeah, this is the third one, and it was with social media and everything in today's world, it was really easy to get a hold of him what, like 10 years ago, I guess, at this point, right?
I believe. Good times. Yeah, it was a while ago, yes.
And, a total dream to work with, super easy, affordable within, our small-scale budget, you know. And, I usually run the idea by him when I'm thinking about where it starts. And we go back and forth. He comes up with a couple sketches, and we go from there. And then once we agree on it, 6 weeks later, we have amazing art,
Yeah. Where's he working out of?
He lives in New Jersey.
Cool. Have you ever met the guy?
Nope.
No.
Maybe sometimes.
But yeah. I was going to say the cool part, one of the coolest parts about it is when you get the sketch of what it's going to be, what the cover is going to be, and then you have an original replica sketch. It's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah, they look really neat. So.
Yeah. That's awesome. So I'm sure you know what I'm talking about if you're a metalhead, if you're a fan of rock and roll, some old school like metallic artwork, man, some of this old school stuff, and it's so cool to see that Zero Down is continuing that tradition, man, because that guy, he is an OG in the world of like metal artwork and rock and roll artwork. So, congrats to you guys for getting that hookup. And
thanks, man.
It's very cool looking on Larger Than Death, the new album. How can people pick it up? You said you can get it at Easy Street coming up here in a little bit and at the shows, right?
At the shows, yeah. And you can get it online through Minotauro, the small Italian label that we're on that's putting this out.
Awesome.
Yeah, just go right through our website.
Wine with every purchase.
Yeah. That's right.
Ooh. Nice. So in case you're just tuning in now, we got Zero Down in studio. We're going to play a couple songs off their record to show you exactly what you would be purchasing if you were to, say, buy the album. So we're going to play High Priestess and Mean Machine. Can you intro these songs? Anything you want to say about them real quick before we jump into them?
High Priestess is about the James Bond movie, Live and Let Die.
Nice.
Yeah,
and Mean Machine.
Another movie.
Another movie. Yeah. The Longest Yard.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into them. It's new music here by Zero Down.
Wow.
It's Loud and Local on The Rock. You're listening to Loud and Local, Zero Down in Studio. That's two songs, the first two songs actually, off their brand new album, Larger Than Death. You just heard Mean Machine. Before that, High Priestess. There's a music video out now for High Priestess. You can check it out on YouTube. Just search for Zero Down. So, awesome songs, awesome record. Congratulations on the release
of it.
Thank
you so much.
You guys played a couple record release shows, or a record release show. Was it last weekend or the weekend before?
Yeah,
last weekend.
Right. Just one so far.
At the Mighty Fun House.
The Mighty Fun House.
Every show with a record release.
There you go.
Yeah. He's the promoter of the band right there.
Nice.
Release the hounds.
Yeah. So, while I had you guys up here, obviously, there's a very vintage heavy metal sound with you guys. Some old school, original OG heavy metal sound, and I was wondering if I could kind of pick your brains about some, like...
Yeah, we're old.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. You said it, man. Pick your brain about maybe some inspiration. So I guess we'll go around the room, and I'm just going to ask, what was the band that really kind of motivated you, that you saw and was like the light bulb moment, like, dude, I have to do that. I have to pick up an instrument, or I have to sing. I have to learn to do something just like that. What was the band for you?
I can answer that. Being the singer of this band, the band that turned me on was The Accused.
Nice.
Local band, Blaine. I was just, the minute I saw them when I was probably 15 years old, I was just like, I can totally do that, and I can sing in a band. So that was the one for me.
Nice.
The Accused, for sure, yeah. Right. And being able to, play shows with the original Accused was great. We did a couple shows with the Accused AD, and we have a couple coming up also.
Yeah.
So it's really cool.
And then eating some of his burgers, too.
Eating Zippy burgers. Yeah. Very yummy.
That's awesome.
So, that's the one for me.
What about you, Lenny?
I don't know if there was one band, you know, that made me want to play guitar or start being a musician or anything. I think it was kind of a culmination of a lot of bands, especially at high school when the whole new wave of British heavy metal was just breaking out.
Hell yeah.
So for me, it was that whole trend of music. So of course, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Saxon, Angel Witch, Tigers of Pantang.
Angel Witch.
Oh,
you're
man. One of my favorites.
Yeah. Angel Witch off the album Angel Witch by the band Angel Witch.
Angel Witch. Yeah, the MTV videos where they Iron Maiden.
Uh-huh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Zero Down with the album Zero Down with the song called Zero,
Zero Down. Down.
Do you
have
we done that yet?
Do that.
No,
don't have that.
Okay. That's the next one.
Yeah.
I always think it's funny when bands are like six or seven albums in and then they do the self-titled.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, maybe you just didn't. Anyways, we're derailing here.
Yeah.
We're a little too comfortable in this conversation. So let's continue down. Like, what was your inspiration, my friend?
Well, it all started, I was 8 years old and it was around Halloween and I saw the Paul Lynn Halloween special.
Nice.
You remember that? Of course you don't.
No. I don't.
And yeah, I don't YouTube even know it. If I do.
And it started with the tennis racket because that was my guitar because I never actually had a guitar. So I became an entertainer before then. We'd play air guitar at the tennis racket.
Sure.
We'd even sell tickets around the neighborhood. So I was getting myself ready to be playing at Studio 7.
Right.
There you go.
Awesome.
Selling tickets around the neighborhood to watch you play the tennis racket. There you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's where it all started.
Right on. And how about you, man?
Well, I guess we all have, you listen to the Beatles and Led Zeppelin, your parents' records. But I think the first band was Kiss that my mom played in a symphony and had a snare drum. And the first lick I ever played on the drums was Love Gun.
That's awesome.
Nice.
I'd sit out in the backyard and do that for a long time, to the point where you need to stop.
Yeah. So I gotta ask something you, else. Though, was your mom cool with you listening to Kiss, or was she like, "What is that satanic music?"
Yeah. Why is it so loud? Why do you have to hit the cymbals so much?
Yeah. It's
gonna
hurt
are you
your
so angry?
Ears.
Yeah. But yeah, she was kind of disappointed I didn't go into jazz or classical. Yeah. But there's not much power and glory in jazz or classical, so.
There you go. It's all about the power and the glory. So, this question, it might be a little bit more embarrassing depending on what you picked up, but I got to ask you, this is a question I've been asking a lot of local bands lately, and it provides to be kind of a fun question. So think back to the first time that you actually purchased an album on your own, whether it be vinyl, CD, 8-track, cassette tape, whatever it was. And this can't be something that was given to you as like a hand-me-down from a cool older brother or a cousin or your parents bought it for you. What was the first thing that you actually bought on your own?
The first cassette that I can remember purchasing was Billy Squire.
Mm.
Don't Say No.
It was okay.
Great. Yes.
Nice.
And big Billy Squire fan right here. Thank you very much.
Right on.
Ever since.
Can you give us a little song? Can you sing it?
I probably could. I don't know.
You don't know if you will. You have to pay extra for that.
Everybody wants you.
Yes.
Although that was off of Emotions in Motion, of course.
Yeah.
As we all know.
Yeah. Nice.
When he shouldn't have started dancing.
No, that was the downfall of the video. Yes, we all know.
The downfall of
anyway.
The Squire.
How about you, Lee?
Yes, Lenny.
Oh, yeah. Well, to go along with the theme over here, Kiss Alive was the first record that I ever bought.
Nice. Was that on vinyl?
On vinyl, 1975 when it came out. My mom was completely horrified in Kmart standing behind me and wouldn't let my dad.
But it was your money.
Oh, it was my money. And she wouldn't let my dad see that what I was buying, so we had to buy it quickly at the checkout line and throw it in a brown paper bag, almost like I was getting porn at age, 10.
Wow.
That Kiss pornography. That Kiss pornography, man. That's awesome. How about you, man?
Ronnie.
Well, the first thing I ever bought, I never really bought anything, but I had this scam with the Columbia Record House.
Okay.
Where you can get like 10 records
for
a
dime. Yeah.
Yeah, a dime or a dollar. And I knew I wouldn't pay him anything, so I had like a Molly Hatchet record, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. What else did I have on there? I had a bunch of records. I had a couple Led Zeppelin records.
Yep.
And, it was cool.
Actually, the FBI's on the line, and they were looking for
yeah.
you. So.
That's all we need.
Why did
Ronnie,
you not have to pay?
Yeah, they did.
How'd you get out of paying?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Sounds good.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
It's a secret.
Yes.
And how about you, man?
I'll keep it the theme, Kiss Alive 2.
Nice. Wow. All right.
And they're showing their age, those two.
That cover way too much. Yeah. There's something about watching, you know, you open it up, the gatefold
vinyl.
The
gatefold.
Yes.
And the stage, and that's when I thought, all right.
This is it.
I want a giant riser with flames and sparks shooting out. And
you guys got that yet? You're working on that one?
We're still working on that.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. We rented a gong once.
Yeah. We have to kind of downsize our show for some of the
for the
stages
fun house.
Yeah,
fair enough. Can't fit that riser in the Kraken. All right, we got some more songs here by Zero Down. They're in studio. If you want to talk to us, 206-421-ROCK. We got Larger Than Death, Horns, which kind of an intro into the song Horns, the last song on the record.
Yes, and then
we're going to be playing Western Movies. Anything you want to say about these two tracks before we go into them?
They're pretty killer.
There you go.
Get
your horns way high.
All right, sounds good. It's Zero Down on Loud and Local.
Thank you.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
In studio here on Loud and Local with Zero Down. They are a Northwest institution, my friends. They have been at it since 2002, 16 years. Hard at work and in grinding in a hard rock heavy metal band. You guys got day jobs, you guys got families, but you guys do it for the love of the music. They have a brand new album, Larger Than Death, and they're going to be playing the Hillbilly Headbangers Ball at Slim's Last Chance. August 17th and 18th is the festival, but they're playing Saturday the 18th. That's a couple weeks away. Now, I understand that you guys help book that?
That'd be Ronnie.
That's Ronnie's baby.
Ronnie, so you're the guy, you're the hillbilly who does the Headbangers
Ball. That's exactly right.
Let me give you a little history of this album. I have another band called the Shivering Denizens. It's like kind of like a honky-tonk band, country band.
Cool.
Kinda, you know?
Yeah.
So I started this band so I can afford to play in a metal band.
Nice.
Yeah. It was just weird playing in a band where you're actually getting paid.
Okay.
And so we started this, and I Slim's Last Chance, my friend Celeste Lucas, her and her husband Mikey, they own the bar.
Yeah.
And she'd call me and ask me, well, is this band available? Is that band available? So we decided, hey, why don't we put on this thing? Just have all our friends, because we play so much that we don't get to see all our friends, and since all our friends play in bands.
Yeah.
It was really about getting us all together, so I'd get my bands from the rockabilly scene, the country scene, and then into the metal scene, and
yeah,
hardcore and punk rock.
That's all about unity, man. That's awesome.
So we've been doing this since 2011 or 2010, so this is the eighth year.
And it's perfect that it's in the middle of the summer, too. So,
and it's always a great party.
Yeah. It's outside, too, so it's cool. And
there's a brand new roof over the stage.
Yeah.
It used to be one day, but now I have it 2 days.
Nice. Yeah. Do you know some of the other bands that are playing, my friend?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you a list of them. So on the Friday night, which is the August 17th,
yeah,
I got a band called Wildcat Rose. They're really, really good rockabilly rock band.
Awesome.
Kind of like the Pretenders meet something more country and more rockabilly.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then then I got Dreadful Children.
Okay, cool.
And you probably heard of them.
Yeah, punk rock band.
Great punk rock band. And then this is the first year we got bands from out of state coming in. We have from the Texas, the Hickoids. They're like one of the original cowpunk bands from the 80s. Great band. And then my old band from Ohio is playing, and I'm from Cleveland.
And are you going to be playing in it?
Yes.
That's awesome.
We did a reunion in Cleveland last month.
Cool.
And we haven't played together in 30 years. So.
Wow.
And so we did
Let's see how that goes.
And we have also released the band's called Hyper as Hell. We just released a 30-year anniversary record. It's a double record set, so we'll have that available at the show.
Hyper as Hell.
So I got to put out two records on vinyl this year.
That's awesome. Wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
And so, and then we got the Accused AD.
Nice.
And that's all Friday's package show. And then,
yeah.
So Saturday, I got the list because there's so many bands I don't want to forget anyone.
No, let's go.
Don't do that.
We got Hard Money Saints.
Yes.
And they're just a great rockabilly band.
Yep.
I wouldn't call them psychobilly because they're too good for psychobilly. Jack Rainwater, he's stud on the guitar. And then we got the legendary Heartwood.
Okay.
And if you ever heard them, they're awesome. Actually, our other guitar player Matt Fox also plays in Heartwood.
On Heartwood, okay, cool.
And Chris has sat in with Heartwood every now and then.
Right on.
And then let me see. Then we got Me Infecto. It's a two-man band. I'm trying to get the list of all the bands.
You got Palooka.
Palooka.
Yes, we love Palooka here.
Detonator.
Cool.
Which is the new version of the Spitting Cobras.
Yes.
Which we played with last weekend, and I like the new version.
You got Motorgeist.
Motorgeist.
All Bets on Death.
/ All Bets on Death.
Yes.
Killer band, yes.
Totally cool.
And then some other band called Zero Down.
Yeah. I don't know about those guys.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. So, again, that is the 17th and the 18th. You guys are going to be playing the 18th at Slim's Last Chance. And then another big deal show is coming up September 27th at Club Sur. That's over kind of close to where Studio 7 used to be. And it's Thursday, September 27th with Kingdom Come. So
that's right.
It's going to be a rad show. I'm assuming tickets are available for that one as well.
Yes, they are.
Right on.
So again, the Hillbilly Headbangers Ball, we're going to be talking about that in the weeks to come here. It's a couple weeks out, but Zero Down, you guys have a new album, Larger Than Death. It's going to be available at the show. It's available at Easy Street Records. Is there anything you guys would like to say? Anything, any thank yous? The floor is yours now for this fine moment.
Well, we'd definitely like to thank Martin Fevrier, who's produced not only this record, but three of the four other records we've done. And this one really, really sounds great.
Yes, it does. It really does.
Yeah.
Yes, a big thank you to him, and a big thank you to everybody who comes out to support the band and comes out to all the rock shows. We really appreciate it.
Because they have many choices in their...
Rock and Roll Weekend. Yeah. And we are very glad that you made Zero Down a part of yours. Thank you.
Nice.
Give yourselves a round of applause, people.
Yeah. And I guess give a shout-out to
our friend Jeff.
And thank you, Kevin, and KSW.
You're welcome.
You guys have really supported us for a long time, obviously. So it's much appreciated.
I did it for the free vinyl.
Yeah.
There's always a catch.
Goaty, you were saying something.
I'd give a shout out to our friend Jeff. He's going through some hard times. So yes. Our thoughts are with you, brother.
Cheers to you, Jeff.
Metal power to you, Jeff.
That's right.
Right on. We're going to go into one final song. It's Lone Wolf. Anything you guys want to say about this one before we jam it?
Well, you know, we were talking about influences earlier, and this one's got a big Diamond Head, Michael Schenker group influence.
This song's dedicated to T-Rex.
The Lone Wolf.
Catch them Saturday, September 8th, or August 18th, my bad. Saturday, August 18th at Slim's Last Chance for the Hillbilly Headbangers Ball. It's Zero Down. The last song is Lone Wolf. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.